132 he lives.
Sunset cast no shadow on the earth.
trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that He's already won. And I talk to Him today, and the comfort that He gave fill me with desire to tell the world that on Calvary He died, but right now He is alive. I know because I talk to Him today. Mary Magdalene came breathless to the place where Peter lay. He was searching through his broken heart, trying to find the faith to pray. But as he heard her joyful story, his sorrow could not stay, and his hope sprang out through the words he heard her say. She said, I talked to Him today, and my cares all fell away. He made me feel like life had just begun.
Song, if you would turn to number 133. This is kind of like probably new to most everybody. 133, a little song about the resurrection that's tucked away between the resurrection songs in our hymnal. The strife is o'er, means over. 133.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Everyone, please. Matthew chapter 28. We like to read a scripture every Sunday just to have the Word of God read publicly. We like to read along. Matthew chapter 28. Let's stand here, please. Chapter 28 of Matthew. And we'll read verses 1 through 7. 28, 1 through 7. Let's read together. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and they became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And I'll stop there, please. And this is one of the greatest passages of the Bible, and the Gospels record similar words. And one of the things that we are happy about today is not because of the good weather. Over in Alaska it's cold, in Michigan it's cold, but still, we have something better than good weather to be happy about. Isn't that true?
Amen.
And so we are glad to be alive even. We're glad that we can be in church freely, and we're glad to see friends and people in church today. We appreciate you making the time to be here. We hope you get a blessing from the Word of God and also from the music that's been prepared. And so, praise the Lord today for his resurrection.
Amen.
He rose bodily from the grave, not spiritually, but bodily. And as the psalm says, we serve a risen Savior, and he is in the world today. We know that he is living, whatever men may say, and so on, all right? I'm going to step aside now, and we have some special music, and then we have a special message in English and Mandarin. Now, if you don't know the Mandarin part, what can I say about it? Enjoy it. It's a nice sounding language. I can never pronounce it, the ZX, you know, I just don't get it. But I know what is going to be said, I think. All right, it's going to be about the Bible and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're glad you're here today. If you're visiting, thanks for being here. It's good to see you and also old friends in church. We haven't seen for a while because of COVID and other things like that. We have people still coming back in, and some of them had pre-existing conditions, and others just have had a concern. And so we're glad to see people in church today. Have a potluck to follow after the service, and we hope you can enjoy some of the food that we have here. I will tell you this as I take more time, and not to get all nervous here, that we have some good hot entrees. We have some desserts. We have some things that one of the kids made. And there are some drawings that little Matthew drew back there in the table where Carlton is, and that's his mind and his heart portraying on paper the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we're happy about that. And so I hope you can stay a little bit later on and enjoy some of the fellowship, okay? All right, let me move here. And you folks, you have everything. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
What age one?
6.
6 year olds and
below, you can come over here. Follow Miss Miranda. Don't know if you'll have the kids come back, we can follow her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
Good
morning. Resurrection Day. You could say Happy Easter. I like the Chinese word much better than the English word, actually. In Chinese, it means Resurrection Day. Open your Bibles to Psalm 68. 请大家翻到诗篇68篇。 Psalm 68. We're going to begin here in the Old Testament and then go to the New Testament. 我们在旧约开始学习一遍查经班，然后我们就翻到新约。 The Old Testament gives a prophecy. The New Testament interprets it. 旧约这段经文给我们一个预言，然后新约它揭示它的意思。 Psalm 68, we'll read verses 18 to 20. 诗篇68篇第18到20节。 If you're there, we'll say amen. We'll find out.
Amen.
Verse 18, Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. 第18节，你已经升上高天，你领着掳获的俘虏，你为人接受了礼物，是的，你为也为那悖逆的人，好叫耶和华可以住在他们中间。 Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. 天天将好处加给我们的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的，Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. 我们的神是拯救的神，人能脱离死亡是在乎主耶和华。 Now this week, as I read this passage, verse 18 jumped out at me. 我这个星期学习这段经文的时候，我刚才发现第十八节，意思 says that the Lord God might dwell among them. 说好叫耶和华神可以住在他们中间。And the thought struck me, and it coincided with the message this morning that our pastor preached about how man can come in to the presence of God. 这个星期我所学习的这段经文跟今天我们牧师所给我们讲的内容是相关的，就是人能够与神同在，人能够亲自与神同在 because of something that happened earlier in verse 18, 因为第18节中的已经发生的事情, it says, Thou hast ascended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive, Thou hast received gifts from men. Who is this talking to? 第18节说，你已经升上高天，你领着掳获的俘虏，你为人接受了礼物，是谁？ 是着对谁说这句话呢? Who is this? It says, Blessed be the Lord. Verse 19, 第19节说,天天将好处加给我们的主. And then in verse 20, it says, He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. 20节, 我们的神是拯救的神，人能脱离死亡是在乎主耶和华。 What does this mean? Unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. 29节说，我们的神是拯救的神，人能脱离死亡是在乎主耶和华是什么意思？ Something can come out of death, and that belongs to the Lord. 有什么能够脱离死亡呢？人能够脱离死亡，是在乎耶和华的 What does that mean? It's just amazing. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul quotes this passage.
Right.
And he says that it is Jesus who has ascended on high. 他说是耶稣已经升上高天。 And then he says in Ephesians chapter 4 that after he ascended on high, he received and he gave gifts to men. 他也说主耶稣已经升上高天以后他就领受又把礼物赐给人。 My question is for you this morning to think about, what are the gifts that he gave to men?
Mm-hmm.
今天我希望大家能够思考这个问题，主耶稣把什么礼物赐给人呢？ Now let's look at John chapter 20. We're going to look at some of these gifts in John chapter 20. 我们在约翰福音二十章，要看主耶稣所赐给人的一些礼物。 Now when the Apostle Paul uses this passage in Psalms, he tells us specifically what some of the gifts are.
使徒保罗引用诗篇68篇里面的这句话。 解释主耶稣基督复活以后所赐给我们的礼物，他告诉我们主耶稣赐给我们什么礼物。
That's in Ephesians chapter 4, 以弗所书第四章。 But today we're going to look at John chapter 20. That is, 今天我们看约翰福音二十章。 We're going to look at the story of the night that Jesus rose from the dead. 今天我们看主耶稣基督复活的那一夜。 He rose that morning, early that morning, before the sun came up. 他那一天早晨,就是日出以前,他先复活。 This tells the story, John 20, beginning in verse 19, tells the story of that night.
约翰福音第二十章,在第十九节开始,他告诉我们,约翰福音告诉我们,主耶稣基督那一夜所行的事情的故事。
John chapter 20, and beginning at verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you.
十九节，约翰福音二十章十九节。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒们聚集的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安，愿你们平安。”
I want you to see this morning four gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ brought mankind after his resurrection. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for our Savior who rose from the dead. 天上的父，真的感谢你，我们主耶稣基督，我们的救主，从死里复活。 We thank you and we praise you that he is alive today. 感谢你，赞美你，他今天活着。 I thank you that we can sing that we serve a risen Savior. 感谢你，我们可以唱这首歌，就是我们所服侍的，我们所侍奉的救主是活着的。 We thank and praise thy holy name. 感谢赞美你的圣名。 Father, speak to our hearts today. Speak to our minds today. And challenge our life today. 我求你今天能够向我们的信心，向我们的思想，向我们的生活讲你的话语。 We pray you stir us and move us. 我求你感动我们。 But most of all, we pray you change us. 更重要的就是我求你改变我们。 Conform us to the image of Jesus, thy son. 我求你让我们能够 长得像主耶稣的样式。 We pray you save sinners as your word is preached. 求你让人听到你的话语的时候，他们能够得救。 I pray that you strengthen your saints. 求你让你的信徒，你的儿女，他们的心。 亲自能够到成就来。 Father, we need your help, we need the Holy Spirit, 希望你的圣灵，你的帮助。 Please glorify Jesus Christ, exalt his name, 请你高举主耶稣的名，将荣耀归给他的名。 We pray in the name of Jesus our Lord, 奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen. Verse 19 says, the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Verse 20, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. 第十节和二十节，那日就是七日第一日晚上，门徒们聚集的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手累了，指给他们看。 Look at verse 20 again. 我们再一次看第二十节。 When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. 说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们。 What was so important about his hands and his side? 他的手，他的肋旁为什么那么重要呢？ His hands bore the nail scars that he received 3 days earlier. 他的手还有三天以前所忍受的钉痕。 His side, remember his side was a soldier with a spear pierced his side when he was on the cross. 主耶稣基督挂在十字架上的时候，有兵丁拿枪照耶稣的肋旁。 And so Jesus showed that to them to give them proof. It is I. It is I. 主耶稣基督指着他的手，指着他的肋旁，就是为的是证明。 就是我。 Many years later, the Apostle John wrote about that experience, about personally seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. 好几年以后，主耶稣约翰写下了他如何亲眼见到耶稣。 In 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. 约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从书院有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过。 The Apostle John said, we saw him with our eyes. We touched him with our hand. 使徒约翰说，我们亲眼见到他，我们亲手摸到他。 Not only did Jesus appear to the 11 disciples that night, the night of his resurrection, 主耶稣基督不仅仅他复活的那一夜向他的使徒们、他的门徒们显现， he also appeared to several more people. 主耶稣也向很多不同的人显现。 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6 says this. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
哥林多前书十五章第六节说，后来他一次被500多弟兄看见，其中一大班。
Did you notice that last line in that sentence? Of whom the greater part remain unto this present?
这句其中一大半到如今还在，你有没有注意听吗？
What the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote that, 使徒保罗写这句话的意思就是， if you want to check the story, go talk with the eyewitnesses because they're still here. They're still alive.
他的意思是，如果你想确定这个故事是真话，你就可以跟那些目击者说话，因为他们还在。
That's what he meant. over 250 witnesses saw him alive after his resurrection. 主耶稣基督复活以后，有250个人亲眼见到他。The first gift that Jesus gave us after he rose from the dead is that he gave us infallible proof that he is alive. 主耶稣基督复活以后所赐给我们的第一个礼物就是无误凭据，无误的凭据。He actually did rise from the dead. 他真的从死里复活了。It's been said that in the early years of the church, in the first century, 述说初期基督徒 when they would meet together, sometimes they would use a special greeting that Christians understood. 基督徒用一个方式来打招呼，就是一个这个就是基督徒可以明白的。One person would say to the other, 一个人对另一个人说 He is risen. 一个人对另一个人说他已经复活了。And the second person, 对方 would say, He is risen indeed. 他实在复活了。This morning, I sent a text message to some friends in China, and I said,他已经复活了。I'm sorry, I said that. I get mixed up when I do that. 今天早上我发给一些在中国的朋友们一个短信。我说 he is sorry. I said to them, he is risen. 发给他们的短信说他已经复活了。And a brother replied back right away, he is risen indeed. Amen. 一收到这个短信就回信说他实在复活。That's the first gift that he gave us, infallible proof that he's alive. He is alive, infallible proof. They saw him, they touched him. Not just a few, but many people. 主耶稣所赐给我们的第一个礼物，就是他真的复活的无误的凭据。他证明他真的复活了，不仅是一些人，而是很多人亲眼见到。The second gift he gave us is found in verse 19. 主耶稣基督所赐给我们的第二个礼物就在第十九节显现。The end of verse 19 says that Jesus came and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace, peace be unto you. 十九节最后一句说耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安。This was a common greeting of Jewish people. Even to this day, this is what Jews say. 犹太人打仗的时候，他们说这句话。They would say shalom. Shalom. And this is what Jesus said to his Jewish brethren. 主耶稣对他的犹太兄弟说 shalom, 平安。But it means more than that. It means more than just a greeting when Jesus says it. 但主耶稣基督说这句话的时候，它有更深的意义。It's not just a greeting, 不仅仅是打招呼。It's not just, Hi, how are you? 不仅仅是你好吗？ It's not just, Have you eaten? Common Chinese greeting, Have you eaten? 不仅仅是你吃了吗？ He was giving them a deep truth.That they didn't understand at the time, but they would later understand. 主耶稣基督用这句话给他们打招呼的时候，他们还没有明白他的意思。以后他们就明白了，他们必定明白了。When the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Peace be unto you," he was giving them a gift. 主耶稣基督对他们说，愿你们平安的时候。他就赐给他们一个礼物。Let's look at this gift, the gift of peace. 我来思考一下这个礼物吧，就是平安的礼物。First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he rose from the dead, is able to give us the gift of peace with God.
That's right.
With God. 因为主耶稣基督从死里复活了，所以他就能够 把我们让我们蒙与神和好，让我们可以享受这个礼物。 Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, 罗马书第五章第一到二节。 Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. 罗马书第五章第一到二节，我们既因信心而称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神和睦。借着我们的主耶稣基督与神和睦，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。 Because Jesus died for our sins and rose again, we can have peace with God. 因为主耶稣基督复活了，因为主耶稣基督先代替我们死然后复活了，我们就能够与神 和睦和好了。Because Romans 5 teaches us that before he saved us, we were his enemies. 罗马书第五章告诉我们，他拯救我们以前，我们是神的仇敌。But because he saved us, we are now at peace with him. 因为他拯救我们，所以现在我们为他的朋友们，我们和他和睦。We are not only his at peace with him, we are his children.
Yes.
不仅仅与他和睦，我们也成为他的儿女了。That's amazing. That blows my mind away.
我不能明白，我不能了解这个很大的、多么大的真理。
Also, not only does he give us peace with God, he's given us another kind of peace.
主耶稣不仅仅赐给我们，让我们与神和睦，赐给我们这个礼物，他也赐给我们另一个平安这个礼物的方面。
And that's found in Ephesians chapter 2. 这个在以弗所书第二章。以弗所书第二章。The passage is a bit long, and our time is a bit limited, because we can all smell that food over there.
这段经文有点长，而且我时间有点紧，而且我们都能够闻到。
Oh, Meshira. So, let me just point out some highlights from Ephesians 2. 我们只要看以弗所书第二章的主要的部分。Ephesians 2, verse 14. Ephesians 2, 14 says, For he is our peace. Let's pause right there. 第十四节说他是我们的和睦。If you look at a modern English version, some of them will say this, He gives us peace.
如果你看一个现代的英文版本、圣经版或者和合本，他就说他使我们和睦。
But there's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
有
差别啊。He is our peace. 他是我们的和睦。Who hath made both, so there's two parties involved, hath made both one.
第十四节说他是我们的和睦。将两下合而为一，有两方面。
He hath made both one, he's taken both parties and made them one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
第十四节，他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了我们中间隔断的墙。
What's this talking about? 这是什么意思？ There's a rule in our Bible study.
我们学习圣经的时候有一个原则。
If you don't understand a verse, what do you do?
如果你不能明白一句话，应该做什么？
Look at the context. 查上下文啊。And I love in Chinese this word context. 我很喜欢中文的这个词 context, because it means top and bottom text. 就是上下文啊，我很喜欢这个词。Look at the context, and the context is the difference between Jew and Gentile. 上下文在以弗所书第二章里面的上下文就是犹太人和外邦人的区别，也可以说他们隔绝了。But the Apostle Paul tells us here that Christ makes us one. 在这里，保罗告诉我们，基督使我们成为一个。In fact, he says, he has made both one. 他说，将两下合而为一。So different. And yet in Christ, we have unity. 我很不一样，但是在基督里，我们有和睦。和睦。He gives us peace. He gives us, 他赐给我们平安。Now, people are really talking a lot about this racial strife that supposedly is all over our country.
有人最近这几年来一直说到在美国的种族偏见，
and people talk as if it's an American problem, especially in the news media. 新闻他们说到媒体他们说到这个问题的时候，他们好像是这个是个特别是美国的一个问题。Let me tell you that as I've traveled all over the world, I found out that this problem exists everywhere.
Right.
我可以告诉你们，我已经去过很多很多不同的国家，我发现在每一个地方有这个问题。No matter where you go, this problem exists. 不管你去哪儿，有这个问题，有这个问题。I have a Chinese friend who said to me years ago, he said this to me. 一个中国朋友，好几年以前，可能 I think it was about 20 years ago, 二十年以前 ，he said to me, oh, he said these words in English.他用英文说这句话。He said, I hate the Japanese. Now, I studied history. I understand his feeling. 我学过这个历史，我能理解。But according to the word of God, in Christ, those who are in Christ,
Right.
但是按照神的话语，我们在基督里面的人，我们有和睦，有和睦。In fact, I know of a Japanese preacher who spent, I think, 20 years serving the Lord in China. And he loved the Chinese people. 说实话，我认识，不是认识，我知道有一个从日本来的。现在是他在中国待了好像是二十多年。这个人不但爱中国人，他疼爱中国人。He gives us peace. 他赐给我们平安。John 20 verse 19. Then came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you.You, 耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安。By rising from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the gift of peace. 主耶稣基督通过复活，他就能够赐给我们平安和睦的礼物。Now, the third gift I want you to see that he gave us, 主耶稣基督所赐给我们的第三个礼物 is in verse 20, 就在第二十节里面。When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. 说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒们看见主，就喜乐。Now, can you put yourself in the disciples' sandals for a minute? 你可以想象你是耶稣的门徒吗？ Can you imagine how they felt for those 3 days? 那三天
他们是什么眼睛，你可以想象吗？ For 3 days, they're terrified. 啊，三天他们吓坏了。Their Lord and Master had been crucified by Roman soldiers. 罗马兵丁把他们的主，他们的师父钉在十字架上。They thought they would probably be next. 他们以为他们也很可能跟他一样被钉十字架，十字架。For 3 days, they were hopeless. 把三天他们失望。Their hopes for a glorious kingdom were shattered. 他们光辉国度的盼望都破灭了。For 3 days, they felt despair. 他们那三天绝望了。Their hope of eternal life seemed to die with their Lord Jesus. 他们永生的盼望好像与他们的主耶稣同死了。But as they sat in that upper room, 但是他们那夜坐在楼上的时候 probably staring at the floor, 很可能盯着看地板 terrified, 提心吊胆 suddenly, Jesus came. 突然耶稣来了，耶稣突然来了。 And suddenly they unexpectedly met him. 我们可不可以说乍然相逢吗？ They realized who he was. 他们一发现， when they realized who he was, 他们一发现他是谁， they were glad. 他们就很喜乐。 We could say they were suddenly all smiles. 也可以说他们笑逐颜开了。Do you remember what it was like before the Lord saved you? 你记得吗？主耶稣基督拯救你以前怎么办呢？怎么样？ I remember what it felt like to be in despair. 我还能记住绝望之心。 I knew that even though Jesus died, I was lost in my sin. 我知道虽然主耶稣死了，但是我还在我罪恶中要失败，我的灵魂失败，失去了。I had broken God's law. 我已经背逆神的律法。I deserve to die. 我应得死。I deserve to stand judgment before God. 我应得站在神面前受审判。I deserve the punishment of my sin. 我应得受我罪恶惩罚。 I deserve the lake of fire. In fact, I knew, I truly felt that that was my destination. 我真的相信火湖就是我的终点。 Is it possible to put into words the feeling that a sinner knows when the Holy Spirit shows him you're lost? Yeah. 一个罪人有圣灵来对他的在他的心里证明你就是一个罪人， 你真的违背了神的律法，你真的背逆神，人怎么说出来心里的感觉呢？ How can you put in words that the pit of sorrow 被骨子伤？ But then all of a sudden Jesus came. 但是耶稣突然来了。 And I want to say that this is my testimony here in verse 20.I think many of you can say this. What are we? 我们可以说二十节就是我们的见证。这个就是我们的见证。 Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. 门徒们看见主，他们就喜乐了。 A terrible situation suddenly became good. 枯木逢春了。感谢, thank the Lord. Isaiah 61 verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 56:10,我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的魂靠神快乐，因他已拯救，唯一 给我穿上，以公义袍给我披上. There's a little word in the beginning, in the middle of Isaiah 61 verse 10. 以赛亚书六十一章十节中间有一个字, and that word is for. For. 那个字就是因，因为的因. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Why? For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. 我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的魂靠神快乐。为什么？因他已拯救，唯一给我穿上。 The third gift that Jesus brought after his resurrection was the gift of gladness, the gift of joy. 主耶稣基督复活以后所赐给我们的礼物，第三个礼物就是喜乐，欢喜快乐. There's joy in Jesus Christ for those who believe in Him. 我们相信主耶稣基督的人，靠着他，在他里面有喜乐. Listen to Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. 请大家注意听罗马书第五章第八到十一节. Romans 5, verses 8 through 11. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also, watch it, we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. 罗马书第五章第八到十一节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义， 就更要借着他免去愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，仅借着神儿子的死得以神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生命而得救。不但如此，我们既借着 我主耶稣基督得蒙赎罪，也就借着他在神里有喜乐。 We also joy in God. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 我们也就借着他，就是主耶稣基督，在神里 有喜乐. Several years ago, I had the privilege of preaching for half a week in a small village in Papua New Guinea. 几年以前，神让我在巴布亚新几内亚待半个星期，讲道， and several people got saved, and one of them was a young man named Jonathan. 有几个人得救了，那个星期有几个人得救了，其中有一个名叫约拿丹. And after that meeting, I got a picture with Jonathan. Someone took a picture of us. 有一个人给我和约拿丹拍照片。And a few days later, I had on my device. I had that picture, and I showed a missionary in that country, a missionary who knew those people.
几天以后，我给一个在那个国家服侍神的一个宣教士看这个照片，这个人对这些人很熟悉。 And when he saw the picture of Jonathan Smiley, 这个宣教士一看到约拿丹的，他的脸哇就是蛮像。This missionary said, he was from Australia, the missionary, 是澳大利亚人。 He said, wow, you can just see the joy of the Lord in his face. He said, wow. 你就在他脸上看得出来，他有主耶稣所赐的喜乐。 And I can tell you that before Jonathan got saved, every time I saw Jonathan, he looked like this.
可告诉你们，约拿丹得救以前，每一次我见到他，他的脸是这样的，很伤心。 It's a sad. Sorrowful. But the Lord Jesus saved him. Yes. And 主耶稣基督拯救他的灵魂, and he got some joy. 他就很高兴了,
he gave us a gift of joy. Gift number four, finally, gift number four. 主耶稣所赐给我们的第四个礼物, look at John chapter 20, verse 21. 约翰福音二十章二十一节. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. 耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。我父怎样差遣了我。
There are many more gifts that he gave us, but I want you to notice this one before we finish today. The Father sent the Son with authority. 父神用权柄差遣他的独生子。 And he sent him to do several things in this world. 父神差遣神子来将士来行很多事情。 And here's one of them. Here's one of them. 其中有一个, 1 John chapter 4, verse 14 says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 约翰一书第四章十四节, 父差子做世界的救主, 这是我们所看见且做见证。 He sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 父神差子做世界的救主, and thank God he did come and he did die and he can save us from our sins. 感谢神，主耶稣基督实在来到这个世界，在十字架上死，为的是可以拯救我们。 And John 3:17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 约翰福音三章十七节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世界的罪，而是要叫世界因他得救。That's one thing that the Father sent the Son to do. 父神差遣神子来到这个世界，行的是包括这个很重要的一个。 Now he doesn't send us to do that. When he said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you, he didn't mean I've sent you now to be saviors of the world. There's only one Savior. 主耶稣基督说, 我父怎样差遣了我, 我也照样差遣你们, 他的意思不是我差遣你们去成为世界的救主。 There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 只有一位神在神和人中间只有一位中保就是主基督。 But he has sent us to do something else that he came to do. 但主耶稣基督差遣我们去行他自己行的事情。 In Luke chapter 4, verse 43, 路加福音四章四十三节, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, the Bible says, and he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. I must preach, for therefore am I sent. I was sent for this. I was sent to preach. The Father sent me to preach the kingdom of God. 路加福音第四章四十三节，但耶稣对他们说：“我也必须在别城传讲神的国，因我奉差原是为此。”主耶稣的意思就是。 父神为什么差遣我呢？他差遣我来传讲神的国。 And here in John chapter 20, the Lord Jesus Christ gave them this responsibility. 在约翰福音二十章，在这里我们所学习的经文，主耶稣也把这个义务、这个任务交给他们。 The gift of a mission. 使命的礼物. How's that a gift? 这个怎么算是礼物呢? Have you ever thought about that a man who cannot do what he's made to do feels empty? 有没有思考过? 一个人，特别是男人，如果他不能行神创造他做的工作，他就觉得哦，我的生活就很空虚了，没有意义的。The Lord Jesus Christ gave us who are saved. He's given us a mission. 主耶稣赐给我们这些得救的人一个。 使命, we call it the Great Commission. 这个叫大使命. And that commission is to preach His gospel, 就是传他的福音 to every creature and on the planet. 传福音给万民听. And he hints at that later in the chapter. 在约翰福音二十章下面，他就意味着是这个意思。 Now, think about this. Think about this. It's because several people have obeyed this commission. 因为有很多人顺服主耶稣基督所交给他的门徒们这个使命 that you and I are here today.
Right.
因为现在我们就在这里 We're worshiping our crucified, risen Savior. 我们现在敬拜被钉十字架上的复活，已经复活的救主。 And someday, we'll see Him face to face. 有一天，我们要亲眼见到他，面对面，与他面对面。 Because they obey the commission. 因为他们顺服这个使命。 他们顺服主耶稣所交给他们的大使命 It's a gift It's a gift to you It's a gift to me And it's a gift to those Who are still waiting 是赐给我们的是赐给你我的是赐给那些还没有听过福音的人的礼物 Now, Christian, let me finish this message by speaking to you just for a minute. 亲爱的基督徒啊，弟兄姊妹, 我讲完以前，我先跟你们讲一句吧。Someone, somebody, that maybe you know or maybe you don't. 有一个人，可能是你所认识的，可能是你还没有认识的。Waiting, and they might not even know the way to hear about the Savior. 他们还在等待，也许他们知道他们等待，也许他们没晓得他们在等待，来听到这个救主的信息。And because of you, if you obey this commission, 如果你顺服这个大使命， somebody, that somebody is going to rejoice in God through Jesus Christ for eternity.
Right.
Not good, right? 就因为你顺服主耶稣的大使命，有一天那个人要接着主耶稣基督靠神喜乐，一直到永远。 He's given us gifts because he knows again. 因为主耶稣基督复活了，他就赐给我们一些礼物， precious gifts， 很宝贵的礼物。 Let's bow our heads. 我们来低头吧。 I'm not going to ask you to come forward and bow here today. 今天我不要请大家来这里跪下。 I want to ask you to do this right there in your seat right now. 我想鼓励大家现在就在你坐的地方。In your heart, I'm going to ask you to simply say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. 想鼓励大家在心里说，主耶稣啊，我感谢为我死。Thank you for becoming the Lamb of God who took away my sin, who bore, who carried my sin. 感谢你成为替罪羊，神的羔羊来背负我的罪恶。Thank you for conquering death. 感谢你胜过死亡。Thank you for giving these gifts to us. 感谢你赐给我们这些礼物。The gift of proof. 就是证据的礼物。The gift of peace. 和睦平安这个礼物。The gift of joy. 喜乐快乐的礼物。And the gift of a great commission, 而且大使命的礼物。Thank you for these gifts and thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for rising from the dead. 谢谢你赐给我这些礼物。谢谢你从死里复活。And Lord Jesus, I do thank you for these gifts. 主耶稣啊，我真的为你所赐给我们的礼物感谢赞美。And our Father, I thank you for giving us your Son, the greatest gift of all. 父啊，因为你所赐给我们的最大的礼物、最美的礼物，就是你的独生子主耶稣基督，我为此感谢。Help us who are saved to obey your great commission. 我请你帮助我们的这人能够顺服你所交给我的大使命。 And I pray that you would save sinners who hear the word of God preached. 我求你拯救那些听到福音的罪人。 Thank you for hearing and loving us. Thank you for the resurrection. 感谢你垂听我的祷告，感谢你爱我们，感谢你主耶稣基督复活。 We pray in Jesus' name, 奉主耶稣的祷告， Amen.
All right, well, if you're a little bit weary, it's okay because of the necessity of having to English. I got the English part. That was a good message. I understood that part. The other part, I'm going to assume it was
the same as the English part. But that was a blessing. He satisfied both groups of people, those who understand Mandarin and those who understand English. So that was a blessing. That was a good message. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, you folks are like me. I'm very quiet. You're quiet too. And I would encourage you to encourage the speaker, the preacher, by at least nodding your head. Okay? At least you can do that, all right? Or do this.
Rah.
But it is encouraging to acknowledge that you're speaking truth, you know? But, you know, no criticism, just an observation, all right? But sometimes people are very spiritual when they're just like that. You know, just, amen. But that's a good message. We got some good food over here. Here's some instructions. Families first. Begin on that side. Work your way down here. Water over there. And we're going to bring in a small kids' table so they can eat over here. And then afterwards, the rest of you just pile in behind the families first. So parents will have to help the kids get served. And if you ladies want to help to do some of that too, that's fine. But we'll follow them. And I encourage you to stay and eat. You're hungry like me. I am. There is some good Spanish bread there. Is it here? Carmen, is it here? Spanish bread? Not yet? Okay, well, I was looking forward to that. So much so. But there's other good stuff there too. So anyway, stay and enjoy yourself. And we're glad to see you in church on Easter Sunday.
Amen.
I hope the rest of it has been good for you too. Do what you got to do. Sleep. Go to the park. Sleep. Play frisbee. Sleep. Play tennis and sleep. All right. Enjoy the day. It's a good day. It's been a good day in church. Glad you got to come. And one announcement. Beginning in May, we will have a little adjustment in our services, our schedule, where we will finish the 9:30 service at 10:15, and then we'll take a little break, longer break, until about 10:45. That's about half an hour for men to fellowship, for ladies to fellowship, or just to fellowship. The guys are going to go in here, the Chinese ministry room, for a little bit of time for prayer and men talk and things like that. And we want to encourage more Christian fellowship. And I have seen over the years that we're just busy. We need to make ourselves be still and just, you know, take care of some things and just to enjoy Christian fellowship. And because of our schedules and because of the distances of where people live, it's hard to get together on non-church days. And so perhaps we can do a little bit more fellowshipping and really get two things done at one time by trying that. So beginning in the first Sunday of May, we'll announce again too, but just to give you a heads up on that one, okay? All right, any questions on that?
Amen.
Now, if you're quiet and shy, make yourself say a few words to somebody else.
Amen.
And a lot of times we can share concerns. Sometimes I can help you with some housework or doing something. Sometimes you can help me. We just need to communicate better and, you know, be more of a fellowshipping type of thing, okay?
Amen.
So enough of that, all right? Any complaints? Any questions? I want to acknowledge someone who has done a lot of work in the music. Joseph, raise your hand. Joseph, that part of the program where it was a medley, he put that together.
Amen.
Yeah, he put that together. I didn't know that, but I was listening to practice. It sounded really good. And my wife told me he put that together.
Amen.
Let's give him a hand.
Amen.
That was a really good job.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's
good. And also others who participate, thank you for your work and putting in some time to rehearse and practice and make it a blessing to all of us here in church. Perfect. The children's family, they got the bug again. I just found out yesterday, and he was a part of the music, but he couldn't play the violin because of that. And so pray for them to get over it as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right. Let's stand, please. And then we will pray for our food and we can eat. Please stay. Please stay as long as you need to stay and then take off when you got to take off. We understand. And, okay, any questions? Any questions? Is it too cold? Okay, all right. All right, let's pray for our food. Thank you, Father, for the good day you've given to us. Thank you, most of all, for the good day, the good morning, 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
When they came to the tomb and they didn't find you. You just found the grave clothes. They didn't find you. That was a good day. It was a good day afterwards when you appeared. It was a good week afterwards when you appeared to the disciples in the upper room. It was a good day afterwards when you were around for 40 days teaching and talking and explaining things to your followers. It was a good day when you ascended up to heaven. Lord, it's a good day when you come back for us.
Amen.
We look forward to the rapture.
Amen.
It could be any day. We don't know. We don't know. But we have feelings, and sometimes the feelings are not right, but we feel like that day is soon. That'll be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good day when you come back again with us and to touch down in Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
on the Mount. It'll be a good day. But Lord, we thank you for the good days that are coming, the good days we've had, and the good day today especially. We ask your blessings on this food, that you would give us a blessing in fellowshipping, and we thank you for the folks who have come today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Pam, you go first, and you follow after you.
Hang on, everyone. You know, it's not often that we get to celebrate, we get two celebrations in one day. We celebrate the fact that our Lord is risen. And, you know, for many American adults, April 15th, it's not a day to be celebrated, but God has given us an opportunity whereby...
Oh, it's not mine, it's Carmen's.
Carmen.
Everyone look at Carmen. Feel bad, Carmen. Feel.
But God has a sense of humor. You know, the day after, the day that many Americans dread or don't want to celebrate, the following day is a day that we should be celebrating, especially here at IBC. It is the birth of our beloved pastor here.
Yay.
And he is one that you know, doesn't like celebration. So hence, we waited until the very end of today's service to celebrate him, but we are not going to embarrass him because we're not going to sing to him. But we are going to present him with something that I think he can appreciate. And then also something else that you can appreciate. Announcement. There is a homemade cookie that are stacked as a cake. It is off limits to everyone except pastor. That is pastors and pastors alone. But I understand we also have ice cream to go along with those cookies. But pastor also gets the ice cream. So all of us can twiddle our thumbs and have him give a sad face and everything else. And perhaps he may be kind enough to share it with you. But the important thing is this, folks. Yesterday was Pastor's birthday, and we do want to let him know that we appreciate him for everything that he has done. Okay, Pastor,
thanks.
Happy birthday.
You can sing
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Pastor.
Happy birthday to you.
How old are you?
In anticipation of this conniving, underhanded deed, I prepared something. This man said this. I've gotten old. I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, fought prostate cancer, and diabetes. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine. I take 40 different meds that make me dizzy, windy, and subject to blackouts. I have bouts of dementia. I have poor circulation, hardly feel my hands and my feet anymore. Can't remember if I'm 85 or 92. I have lost all my friends, but thank God I still have my driver's license. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go eat some food. Thank you.